We're discussing bdikas chametz, how to check for chametz properly and prepare and avoid having chametz on Pesach. Halacha zayin. Koyim shematzchel lived like before he begins searching for chametz. It's a special bracha. He benches. Baruch Hashem l'kenem alcha ilom. He's the blessed Eibishter of the universe. Asher kitshanu the Eibishter sanctified us with mitzvahs with his mitzvahs, and he commanded us al bir chametz to burn the chametz. Now afal bishadayim le'enim evare. Even though he actually now it didn't begin burning yet, that only happens tomorrow before this man. Mikol makom mevarach al bir. He still makes the bracha with the lashon al bir that we were commanded to burn. Why lefishem yad la'achar abdika? The way Shlomi Ganshid explains al bir chametz is right after the bdika he's going to be mevatel chametz shem yidula. He's gonna annul in his heart and make ownerless the chametz that he didn't find, and that is v'hu abir l'chametz shein yidula. That's the way of burning, so to speak, the chametz that he does not know of. We'll soon see the Alter Rebbe next if has a different twist on this bracha. The lo yafsik ben a bracha and chilz bdika. One should not stop, make any hafsik between making the bracha and starting the bdika. And even better yet, and he shouldn't make any hafsek until he completes the entire bdika, unless it is connected to the search itself. If the difference between these two options is if he made a hafsek before he started the bdika, he has to make a new bracha. But if he made a hafsek between the bracha and the end of the bdika, then he doesn't need to start make another bracha because he started the bdika right away. He can check many houses with the same bracha. Not only that, one person might see many people with the one bracha. So the father can make the bracha and all sons go to different rooms. He has to start right away in the room where he is. There shouldn't be a hafzik, but they can all go to their other rooms and or even go to a different to check in the car, and it's all in that bracha. Halacha ches. Yes, now you can know some that are careful. They hide pieces of bread in places where the person searching can find them. Why? We're afraid maybe he won't find anything. And this is going to be, so to speak, a bracha in vain. Now the Alter Rebbe says it's not a bracha in vain even if he doesn't find anything. Because note, the Alter Rebbe learns albir chametz means not only to burn, but also the search of chametz and annihilating it, and this, and therefore the search is part of the bir. So the Alter Rebbe says, even if he doesn't find chametz, it's not a bracha latala. It is our custom, and it's widespread to hide pieces of chametz. The minhag of Yidden is Torah. This is based. The Arizal says clearly to hide 10 pieces, and the Rebbe and the Agada time the Kuti time of Menhagim. The Rebbe brings a marker for a Rebbe from the Gemara that Tisha Tzibur and Shal Chametz and Misach Pesachim. Halacha test. The chametz that he decides to leave over, specifically, either he found the chametz or he didn't even look for it. He knows he's keeping for Yudald in the morning to eat before this man. He's planning to sell Tagoy. He has to designate a specific place for it and guard it properly so that doesn't get mixed in and pulled into the place where he already checked and is clean for chametz. It's the same deal as with the chametz that he found throughout his bdikas, chametz checking for chametz. And he's planning on burning it tomorrow by Yisrefas chametz. He also has to put it in a guarded place, and it should be tied up so nothing should fall out and get lost from it. He has to hang it or put it in a place which is very visible so he doesn't by mistake forget to burn it. Because this is not mevatel, as we'll see. That in Halacha Yud, that right after the bdikah, he's going to be mevatel, whatever he didn't find. But what he did find, he's clearly not mevatel. He's planning either on using it or burning it. And part of that burning is something that belongs to you. That's the bir chametz, that's the prime example. So therefore, he has to put it in place and he makes sure he doesn't forget to burn it. Because that's mamish bir shulsei. And the second note, the second Pesach comes in, the second it's Zman Iser and the Zman that it's Asar Bano already, at that point, if you can't be mevatel already, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, you can't annul it anymore. Annulling in this Hefker Kafrim the Arab, you can be mevatel Beliboy, that's only before the Zman. So you have to make sure to burn it or to mevatel before the Zman. Halacha Yud, achar bdika, right after you finish searching for chametz, miyad debatlenu, right away, he annuls and makes ownerless any chametz that he didn't find. The ikra bitul b'lev. Now, being that the ikra bitul and the hefker that he's making it ownerless, is in his heart. So sheyigmar b'libo shekol chametz shebesusai, hu keilu enai, that all the chametz that does exist in his possession, it's as if it doesn't exist. He doesn't care for it. The Ein Echal Shem Klum is not considered by him anything valuable. It's like earth that has or something that has no use for it. Being that really it's believed, but Chacham, when we're talking that he should actually verbalize it and say it with his mouth, and say the following: Kol Chamira, all sourdough. And they call it leaven. Basically, today you use to make a dough rise, you put in yeast. Once upon a time, they had what is sourdough. It's called starter dough. They use when these mevinim make sourdough. They have dough that's very, very sour, and they put a little piece of that dough into regular dough batch, and it will make everything else rise, like yeast does. And this is called sa'or. So he says, kol chamira, any of the sourdough starter, and chamia, and the ikav shusi, and that's in my property. Someone that doesn't understand the explanation of these words, he should say it in a lashon that he understands, because as the Mezgeres brings, but in other places as well, that if you don't understand and you think you're saying piyutim, you're pashut not yetsa. So you say kol sa'or, which is the start of sourdough, the kol chametz, and anything that rose, any regular chametz, shebrishusi, which is my property, my possession, is loyrisiv, which I have not seen, the loy biyatim, and I didn't burn ye bottle, this will be annulled. The should be like the earth of the ground. The Alter Rebbe adds, the Alter Rebbe says, someone that's medactic, when I say scrupulous, he should make sure to add, to say, which is a little bit more risky, because when you make it hefker, theoretically, a different yid, if he finds it, he can take it. And he brings it in Yiddish. Halacha Yud Aleph. Afa b'shabidol sachametz balayla, even though he already know the chametz last night. La'achrabdika, after he searched for chametz, that's Urlar ba'asa, that's Yud Gimel by night. Mikol makom gam b'yoyim, on Yud Aleph in the morning. La'achar sorafoyze, after he burned the chametz, yachzev atlenu, he again does a bitl, v'yichlo kol chametz. He includes now not only the chametz which he knows of, also the chametz that he has not seen. And the chametz that he has found, but he forgot to burn, let's say. V'yema kol chamira. Any chametz are b'lashon shum evin, and he says again, the lashon kol sa'ar, and he started leavened sourdough, kol chametz v'shulsi, and any chametz in my v'shuls shere isiv, whether I saw it, v'shulay v'isiv. This you have to add. V'shul bi'artiv, and that I burnt it, v'shulay bi'artiv, I didn't burn it, y'batav v'yabe v'yeheh. Yeah, it should be like Afar Earth, like the earth of the ground. And the Alter Rebbe again adds that you should say the Lashon Hefker. Halacha, Yudbeis. And now we're moving on to a very interesting scenario called someone that wants to make an Oitzer. They would take a room and turn it into a storage room, and they would fill it up so much that at some point there's no way to check it. So it doesn't matter when you're doing it, you have to already in advance think about Pesach, because you're not going to be required to check, you're not going to be able to check till the depth of the room when Pesach comes. It's going to be full of boxes or barrels of wine, etc. So the din is the following. Cheder shetzorech b'dikas chametz. A cheder, the room that in itself would require b'dikas chametz, because you used it for random usage, and it's possible the chametz came in. And now, he wants to make it into an oitzer, a place that he... and he's going to keep storage. Pierce should write to letza besides for payers, whether he wants to keep their fruits, or eat some more wood, or shard from anything else. Shemach mazel lo yuchal abotkuk shiagia lela arba. So this is going to prevent him from checking on the 14th of the Nisan by night, because he's not going to be able to reach. And the Alter Rebbe adds, this is even if he's planning, let's say this is a chesven time, and he's planning other time to remove everything. But as of now, the way he's filling it up, he's not going to be able to check it. And right now, there could be this chametz here. It's a chayv dika, because it's a place that the makom should tzarech dika. So tzarech liv the tchila, you have to check before you bring in everything, and before you bring in all the barrels of wine, let's say, you have to check first chametz sham, balayla, and you have to do it by night. So you do it exactly like you do on Orlar Basa, on the 13th of Nisan by night, with a candle, etc. Even if it's many months before Pesach, even if it's right, it's ear, the year before. It's like mamash right just after Pesach. Again, it's a makom shemachnisim by chametz, and now he's going to make it, he's going to pack it up in a way that it will prevent him to check. Now, again, this is all ba'anacha, as we'll soon see, that he's not planning to empty it next Pesach, and therefore, you could be lenient if we did, as we'll see right now. But the evidence, if you didn't check it before you made it, if his intention is to empty it before the time of Dikas Chametz, then we don't tell him now, okay, it's Cheshvan time, we don't tell him now because because you're preventing the way it is right now, you wouldn't be able to check when Pesach comes. Right now, empty it. Being that he's planning to empty it before Pesach comes, he could leave it as is. The Alter Rebbe is Machmer. The Alter Rebbe says, there's no Hafsim Rubah, he has to right now empty it. If his intention is to empty this storage and to get to the bottom of it, right, he's going to take out all the potatoes or everything, the garlic, whatever he's drying over there. On Pesach itself, then you have to do it smack right wherever you remind yourself. Even if it's going to cost a lot of money and a lot of effort, and it's going to be a lot of tircha. Now, Halach Yud Gimel. What happens if he does? He's making an oitzi that he's not planning to empty till after Pesach. So again, this is all banacha that he's not selling it. If he's selling it, the whole room doesn't belong to him, and he's not going to use it on Pesach kol achai. But we're talking about a person is going to be using it on Pesach. Sorry, in the following case, that was what we were talking about. Here we're talking about a person, we're talking about a case the person was going to use from the storage on Pesach, but wasn't going to empty and get to the bottom of it, to, let's say, on Pesach. What happens if Yud Gimel, he might say, he's filling up an oitzer and he's not planning to empty the room till after Pesach. As a im yesh chiluk b'zman, at this point, being that he's not going to be emptying it till after Pesach, depends when he filled up this oitzer. Here already there's a difference. Imu koydim shloshim yom lifnei Pesach. If when is he bringing in all these barrels? It's before a month before Pesach. It's let's say Shvat time. Then in the tzach lebotkoi, he doesn't need to check it. If you know about chametz, you burn it before you clean out the room before. But again, if you didn't, you don't have the chiv of dika plus going around with a candle and checking. Now, and when the time comes, the bitl that you're going to make will work for anything else, any crumbs you didn't find. If you saw chametz, then you burn it. But this is all because you're doing it Shabbat time. If you're past either Purim Katan in a leap year, or you're past, Purim in any case, Chalol of Chiyub Bdika. At that point, being that there's already Shalishim Yom Kwan Machak Shalom Darshim Behil Zachak, the Chiyub of Bdika has already begun, and therefore you have to make, Kivin Shalom Darshim Behil Zachak, Koydim Lapesach Shalishim Yom, Tzorech Lebotka. You have to search, even though you're not planning to empty before Pesach. Vafilu Bdiyavid, Imshach Avalib Daka, even Bdiyavid, if he forgot and did not check. He has to take out everything and check it that night. Take a lachshaniska right after he reminded himself. Now another nafkamina, if he's planning to empty it in Pesach time. And as we said earlier, planning to empty it in Pesach, so then for sure you have to. You have to make sure you empty it, even if you're planning to. Empty it before Pesach, right when you remind yourself. But another nafka minah is that if you're not planning to lefanoisa ad lachar shloshim yom, but if you ad lachar haPesach, if you did it within 30 days, there is an opinion that you need to make a bracha. But if you did it before 30 days, or if you're not, or you're planning to check it again before Pesach, just that right now you're filling up the room, even though we said you're chayiv dika, but you don't make a bracha.